This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Good morning, my people. Good morning. Wow. What a performance by the Miami Heat in game four. It is Chris Carlin and Chris Canty. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. My.
Absolutely. We going up on a Tuesday, big fella, and we got to give a very special shout out to our Miami Heat fans that tune in every single day, because we want to dedicate this show to them.
Yes, we would like to hear from you today. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN is our telephone number. We have not hidden when things have not gone well, and we expect the very same of you. We will get to you in short order. Also coming on this jam-packed program, the Lakers holding out hope on still getting a big name coach, and the unprovoked assault of horrible Dan Orlovsky food takes continues. We will get to that as well, but I believe you know we need to roll in one direction.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Backdoor cut by Tatum. He got it. Spins. Fires from 10. Off glass and good.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
Came out with the right focus, physicality, flipped, and just got to muster that same energy when we come off a win as well as a loss.
If somebody is going to get up and be physical and pressure you, you've got to meet force with force. And I thought Boston on the offensive end played with force, protected the ball, and that was how they won this basketball game.
And the Miami Heat also did not show up, which also played a big role last night. It is unbelievable to think that the amount of Heat culture that I've heard about in this series really had disappeared last night, was never anywhere in attendance for the Boston Celtics when going up against the Miami Heat. They really didn't have to be concerned with it at all at TD Garden, because apparently that made the trip home early back to South Beach. Yes, we are going to be adorably obnoxious during this segment. It is KT and Carlin. Time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Chris, I blink and it's 18-1 last night.
Yeah, the Miami Heat didn't hit their first field goal until 3 minutes and 22 seconds left in the first quarter. That's not great, Bob. And so we always talked about when Boston, if they're locked in on the defensive end, it was going to be tough for Miami to get their offense going in the half court. And that's exactly how it played out. Couple that with the fact that Jimmy Butler's health still seems to be compromised with that shaky knee. You're just going to struggle to generate offense. No Tyler Hero for the Miami Heat last night. And to make matters worse, Robert Williams, the center for the Boston Celtics, was back in. They call him the Time Lord. And we know why. Because he got Bam Adebayo's. He's basically clocking him right now, basically punked him in that game last night. The guy that went for 31 the night before was a no-show again for the third time in this series. So there are a lot of factors that played into the Boston Celtics boat racing the Heat last night. And a lot of those things are performances that we expected coming into this series from Boston. And it seems like they're playing up to their potential now in this particular game. I don't know why they can't consistently do that in back-to-back games, but this is the Boston Celtics team that you and I both expected to show up in this series.
And no doubt. And look, I'm surprised that Jimmy Butler played as poorly as he did, but clearly he was not 100%. And when it comes to an explanation on that, this is a pretty good one from Nick Friedell.
With Jimmy, that knee is an issue. He sat up there just a few minutes ago and said, "I'm straight, it's good, it's not bothering me." I have covered him throughout his entire career. When Jimmy Butler says something isn't bothering him, that's exactly when something is usually bothering him.
And he doesn't want to make excuses, and I appreciate that, but he was 3-for-14 last night, just like Jason Tatum was a couple of nights before. So you're not going to use it as an excuse, but we know that it had to play a role there, and we also don't know how good it's going to be the rest of the series. And then apparently Bam Adebayo took the early flight back home to South Beach as well, because after a tremendous performance in Game 3, he was nowhere to be found. Here's the stat that blows me away.
What you got?
Last night, the entirety of the Miami Heat starting five scored 18 points. That is the fewest amount of points that has ever been scored by a starting five in the NBA playoffs in the last 50 years. In the last 50 years, Victor Oladipo outscored the entirety of the Miami Heat starting five. That was an embarrassment. That was a completely ridiculously terrible performance. And when I have to hear fans yesterday call up and say things like this.
You guys can't teach heart. Teach talent. Can't teach heart.
Actually, you can. And they didn't bother to read the lesson last night. There was no heart in that Miami Heat team.
You brought up that Victor Oladipo stat. Should I mention that Victor Oladipo had 18 points in the first half?
Yeah.
That's how bad the starting five were for the Miami Heat. But again, Carlin, it all centers around Jimmy Butler. Like, you can miss me with the Kyle Lowry talk or, you know, Max Strus or Bam Adebayo having the outlier game that he saw in game three. It's not about those guys. Jimmy Butler has to be the catalyst. He's the one that has the playmaking ability. He can create shots for himself and for his teammates. We saw that in game one when he went off for 41. When you don't have that available to you, then that's going to change what your team is capable of doing on the offensive end. And so that's the thing that I worry about. And if you're a Miami Heat fan, you should be worried about in terms of what happens the rest of the way. Because now we're talking about this being a best of three series. And even though Miami holds home court, it kind of feels like they're behind because we all agree that the Boston Celtics are a more talented team. If you don't believe us, just look at the disparity in the quarters in this series. Boston has won or tied 13 of the 16 quarters in this series.
Yep.
Okay? There's a reason that that's happened. There's a reason why Boston is plus 28 in point differential. There's a reason for that. They are playing better basketball more consistently. They can score easier than the Miami Heat can. They've got a couple of guys that can go off for 40 on any given moment. Mm-hmm. And so we also have to acknowledge, while the Miami Heat are dealing with injuries, the top seven in Boston's rotation hadn't all played together this series. I mean, you're talking about guys. Marcus Smart missed game one. Derek White being out game two. Robert Williams being out game three. Last night, Marcus Smart out again. When have you seen the top seven in Boston's rotation in this series all be on the court,
be
available to play? You haven't. And so that's the thing that you got to be concerned with if you're a Miami Heat fan. Like, this team hasn't had all of their pieces, and yet they've put together two wins in which they beat you by 20-plus points. That is a huge concern.
Where are you, Heat fans? You wanted your apologies yesterday. Where are you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Show up. You're supposed to show up. Listen, all I heard yesterday were things like this.
What about the refs?
What about the refs? Was that the reason that you fell behind by 18 points in the first quarter?
Now, here's what I'll say. I'll say this. They might have a point in game four.
But they couldn't throw it in the ocean.
They might have a point in game four. And Mike Wilbon and Stephen A. talked about it going into that on NBA Countdown last night. Malika Andrews did a fantastic job filling in for Greeny, by the way. But they talked about it going into that game, pregame. They said, the whistles are going to go Boston's way. The Miami Heat are not going to get the benefit of the doubt with the calls with the referees last night, and that's exactly what we saw.
Is that why they lost?
I mean, listen, it's 26 fouls to 15. The Boston Celtics shot 38 free throws to Miami's 14. Like, I get that style of play matters, and them settling for jumpers rather than taking it to the rack plays a part in that. But, I mean, that's a huge disparity, and that's a huge advantage for Boston.
Well, I'm not helping them at all. Here's Jimmy Butler on that situation.
When you shoot a lot of jump shots, which we tended to do, if that's a word, tonight, it's hard getting to the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to be more of the enforceful type team, getting in the paint, not shying away from contact, and playing from the inside out. So, whenever we do that and not shoot as many jumpers, we might get fouled a little bit.
Yeah, well.
They had 24 more points from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Even Jimmy's saying that ain't it.
Well, look, Jimmy is the team leader. He's not going to let – he's going to set the tone. He's not going to let the refs be an excuse as to why they had a lackluster performance. That's just who Jimmy Butler is. You got to be able to read in between the lines.
It's funny. I see plenty of other team leaders around the league that – are more than happy to take shots at the ref. We see Kevin Durant do it.
Yeah, how does that work out for Kevin Durant when he's not a part of the Golden State Warriors?
No, I get that. My point is simply, maybe Butler's telling the truth about what happened last night.
Well, listen, there's always a little bit of truth mixed into some of these stuff, some of these sound bites. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying that the refs weren't the sole reason why Miami got the doors blown off them last night. But it certainly was a factor in terms of how things went early on.
What about Jimmy Butler being the best player in this series as opposed to Jason Tatum?
You guys picked Boston because you said Jason Tatum is the best player in this series. Not.
Yeah, maybe so. Did you see Jason Tatum last night come back off of what happened the night before?
Yeah, Jason Tatum was plus 37 in 33 minutes. And here's the kicker, Carlin. Jason Tatum and Derek White scored or assisted on 25 of the 29 first points that Boston
had. Derek White came out there and destroyed you early.
Destroyed him.
Derek White destroyed you early in that game. That is a sentence that should never be uttered.
And Kyle Lowry played. And everybody was saying how great Kyle Lowry was defensively, too. Didn't look like that last night. Just putting that out there.
It's unbelievable.
24 points in the first half for Tatum?
Yep.
I mean, he got whatever he wanted.
Absolutely rolled.
Like, bro, who raised y'all?
My mama raised us. Raised me, at least. And I know your mama raised you. And my mama could have told you that last night, the Miami Heat did not even bother to show up. And apparently, neither are their fans right now. Because we've got some open lines for you. And there's not a lot of you that are lining up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Please explain to us why the series isn't over, why at 2-2 that you still believe somehow, even though you have home court, that you're going to win. Even with that, you should believe, right? Well, where are you? Show up. Show up. We're here. So far, you have not responded. 888-SAY-ESPN. We're giving you your opportunity. 888-729-3776. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Have I been too obnoxious here in the first 10 minutes?
Oh, no. You know what? You're actually milder than I thought you were. You're more tempered. I thought you were going to be more exaggerated, more extreme.
Yeah, I think I have been fair.
No, I think you've been tempered.
Yes.
In terms of what I was anticipating coming in here today.
Have I said anything that has not been true?
No, it's all facts, no cap.
Exactly. And so, as a result of that, I would expect some respect to be shown in our direction. So let's get that going. It is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. Well, I mean, I guess the Heat didn't show up last night, so why would their fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm
saying.
They're
just going to pull a no-show? So they peacocked yesterday after their team won on Saturday, but once you got blasted again, you're just not going to show up.
You know what?
I just need them to keep that same energy, man. That's all I'm asking Miami Heat fans. Keep that same energy. That's all we're looking for. We're not asking for much, Carlin.
No.
We'll sit there and we'll take the shots when we're wrong about our takes.
You know
but what? I don't think we're wrong about how this series is going to turn out. I don't think we're wrong about the outcome. I was wrong about the number of games that I thought this would be. I thought it would be a gentleman's sweep. It's going to be a longer series than that.
Listen, it's a strong word to use, but it might be appropriate. Like, when you don't show up when times are bad, I might use the word cowardly.
No, I would say front runner.
Oh, definitely front runner.
Are they front runners?
I mean, that's fact.
They're front runners?
That's fact.
Yeah.
You're front runners right now.
Okay.
Hashtag Heat Culture. Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. You get your opportunity in just moments on the phones at 888-SAY-ESPN. Also, on the way, we have really heard some awful takes this postseason. It is time to call them out and name names. Mm. They are coming in moments. It's Canty and Carlin for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tough night in Boston. Get on a plane, get back home, sleep in your own bed. Maybe decide to show up for work this time. Be a nice move for Miami. Now I feel bad, but I really shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
Why do you feel bad?
I don't know. It's just
help me out with this.
I feel like these people are suffering right now, and I am pouring salt into their wounds. But at the same time,
no. Here's why you shouldn't feel bad.
It's because
we tried to prepare them coming into this series for what they were going to be facing.
I felt like we were doing a public service,
and they had this inflated view of what the Miami Heat were, and we were trying to tell them to come back to earth because we don't want your little feelings to get hurt and end up having your heart broken. Like, we know it's going to end for the Heat in this series.
You know what?
Miami is not going to the NBA Finals.
You're 100% right.
Deal with it.
I should not have any sort of guilt toward this whatsoever.
No.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. The job search can be a long, frustrating journey. That's why ZipRecruiter's AI does so much of the work for you. They send you jobs you can apply to with one click, and they pitch your profile to employers. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. You want to sum it all up? Let's let our friend Stephen A. Smith sum it all up from postgame last night.
Pathetic and moribund and absolutely god-awful. I guess you could give the Boston's defense credit for that. But there is no excuse whatsoever for a number one seed in a conference, a team that won 53 games this year, a team that is vying for a championship and in the Eastern Conference Finals. Five starters have no excuse for combining for 18 points in a 48-minute game. That is beyond pathetic. It's one of those things where they should literally seek permission to get back to South Beach, for crying out loud. They shouldn't even be allowed being that damn awful.
He's right. He's right.
No lies told by Stephen A. Smith right there.
Absolutely. And what I love is that right in the middle of it, he is slipping in the fact that the Heat were the number one seed, and they won 53 games. You know why? Because I've heard that from every Heat fan along the way. We're the number one seed, and you're showing us disrespect.
You were the number one seed by two games, Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a log jam because you're talking about the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Milwaukee Bucks all finishing with the same identical record. So it's not like the Miami Heat were leaps and bounds better than everybody else in the conference. It just shook out where your team took the regular season more serious than everybody else in the conference. Congratulations to you, Miami Heat. You got the regular season Eastern Conference championship. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to the NBA Finals and you're going to hold up the Larry O'Brien trophy. And that's my problem with the delusion of Miami Heat fans, Carlin. They just don't seem to get it. They are not the more talented of the two teams in this series. They don't have the best player in this series. That belongs to Boston. And so even though we're talking about a 2-2 series, it feels like Miami is the one that's at a little bit of a loss here as we go through the remainder of this series.
And Chris, you touched on it, but it bears repeating, okay? This is why the quarters stat is actually important for everybody that was trying to downplay that yesterday.
Yeah.
They have won three quarters in this entire series out of 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. That tells you that this has not been a balanced series. And one of the quarters that you won, congratulations, fourth quarter last night when you were down 24 going in anyway.
Yeah.
So what'd you win it by, four? Something like that? Whatever. Yeah. Point is, it is a big deal when you see just how thoroughly you have been outplayed and you had two awesome quarters that has put you at 2-2 in this series. Okay. Some of you are here, so let's give you the chance.
Go ahead.
Let's get to it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Brian will start us off first on the telephone lines. Brian, you're on Greeny on ESPN Radio with Canty and Carlin. Go, bud.
I feel like I'm listening to Boston AM radio.
And here's the thing. I don't even like the Celtics. I'm not even a Celtics fan. It's not about that. It's about how wrong you people have been.
We have one ace in our hole, and that is the Godfather. When we get back to Miami, we get back to our style of play.
Who's that? Udonis Haslem?
And Williams, Bam can't do nothing against him. I give you that. Boston has the talented team. Kyle Lowry needs to be traded. Duncan Robinson needs to be cut.
Is Michael Corleone going to put a hit out on somebody on the Boston Celtics? I don't understand what he means by
that. I just assumed he was talking about Udonis Haslem coming out of retirement.
Udonis Haslem was trying to get those guys coached up in the huddle last night. Didn't seem to be working. It didn't seem to be working, and that's my problem, Carla. Here's the thing. You got the doors blown off you. You trail by as many as 32 points in this game. And Boston shot 39% from the field and 23% from three. Carlin, Boston didn't have an outstanding night as far as shooting the basketball is concerned. They didn't. It just wasn't. But the Boston Celtics overwhelmed you with their energy, with their effort, and dare I say, their talent. They are just a better team. They are a better team. And Miami Heat fans have to accept that. Boston is on par with what Miami can do defensively, but yet offensively, scoring is so much easier, and that has been the biggest difference in the Boston wins. And here's the thing. Even in the Boston loss in Game 3, Carlin, it took 24 turnovers and 33 points off of those 24 turnovers in order for Miami to hold on to dear life and win that game by, what, 8 points?
Yes.
That's what it took. Think about that.
It was a one-point game, and then it fell apart because of turnovers again.
Carlin, in the first half of Game 1, the Boston Celtics had a double-digit lead. Like, it's not outside of the realm of possibility to understand how in that second half they might have lost some gas because going into that game, they had played three games in 5 days in three different cities. You can understand the Boston losses. That's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I'm painting the picture. You can understand the Boston losses. I can't understand the Miami Heat losses.
And people will try to paint this as you are making excuses in the Boston losses. No, you're speaking facts. Ruben is up next on ESPN Radio. Ruben, please explain where we're wrong here.
You're wrong all the way around. This is like a seven-round heavyweight fight. This is the only reason now people are tuning in to the NBA. No, this game right here is the only game that's going to be able to compete with the NFL. This game right here. Now, listen, seven games. It takes seven games to win this. Miami's going to show you that this is a defensive battle. You all need to get off that Boston high horse. And you're going to realize, and it's going to take y'all eating crow. I called yesterday and told y'all wasn't on the caliber of Greeny, and it just shows more now. But you're going to –
But we were right last
night. Seven games.
Where were you last night?
Seven games.
Where were you last night?
A clock is wrong twice. A clock is wrong twice a day, bro.
Well, Dan, I turned this – no, clock is right twice a day, and it's wrong the rest of the day, which is what you are about the Heat at this point, because you're living in a delusional world about this.
There's only one team in this series that's held the other team under 100 points, and that's the Boston Celtics. So, I mean, we keep talking about Heat culture and Miami's defense. We have to acknowledge that Boston is a pretty damn good defensive team as well.
Well, Boston is the best defensive team.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point, Carlin.
But secondly, Ruben, and thanks for the call, the Heat are not a good offensive team. And you know this. You know this. Here's the thing about last night. Did you ever at any point, once that game got out of hand, and by out of hand, I would give you to the end of the first quarter, think that the Heat were going to come back and win that game or even really make it a game?
No.
No, you didn't. Why? Because the Heat can't score. Whereas the night before, you knew there was still an opportunity for the Celtics to actually come back in the game, which they
were down 26 points, Carlin.
Which they did.
And they cut it to one with less than 3 minutes to go.
But at 26 in the first half, did you think it was over?
No.
I didn't think it was over.
No. I knew Boston was going
to win. Last night, I knew it was over.
Yeah.
Trey, he's up next. Trey, have at it, bud. Make your case if you can. You're on ESPN Radio.
I just want to say that it's so funny that only thing that they've been able to do, no matter how much they win by, no matter what it is, the only thing they've been able to do is tie up the series. We've actually led twice in this series. And, yes, they did beat us last night, but with the Heat culture stuff, mm-hmm. it's because literally everybody that matters on our team, except for maybe Bam, is playing hurt right now.
No, stop it. Stop
so,
it.
Yeah,
No.
You can't get that.
But they still played.
I will not let you do that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Thanks for the call. No, not even thanks for the call. Take that elsewhere. No, if you are on the court, it is not an excuse. And I even acknowledged earlier, Jimmy Butler isn't making any excuses for what's going on. None whatsoever. And if we want to play that game, do you think the Celtics, with what they're putting on the floor, are 100% healthy? Of course not.
Carlin, nobody's healthy this time of year in a season. Nobody is. When you're going into the playoffs, no matter what sport you're playing, everybody's dealing with something. But if you're on the court, there are no excuses. That's the reality of it. Kyle Lowry was on the court. Jimmy Butler was on the court. Those are not excuses for the Miami Heat nor their fans after getting beat down in game four. We're not going to stand for it here on this show, and we want that last call stricken from the record. That's not going to be allowed.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I got to check with the hashtag crew for a second. Nuno, can we actually, much like court, strike a phone call from the record of the show? Is that actually possible? I don't even know if it is.
No, I think we let that live in infamy, just kind of like that performance last night.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well,
I just don't like nonsense being on the show.
Listen, I get it. We gave him the platform, and you're going to bring nonsense. You do what you do, you boo. You do what you have to do.
All right, don't ever do that.
We might strike that from the show.
There you go, Bo. We'll strike that from the record, too.
I'm going to do a little editing on the podcast later. We're going to take that right out.
Not at all. But here's the thing, Carlin. We sit here going back and forth, and he's saying, making the point that Miami has led twice in this series with the overall record. That's all well and good. Milwaukee led twice in the overall record in the series before. And how'd that turn out for the Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Not well.
Nope.
So, I mean, you got to realize that this is a different animal. You're talking about a team that just went through the reigning defending champion Milwaukee Bucks, beat them in a 7-game series when Milwaukee could have closed them out in game 6 on their home court. It didn't happen.
Preach.
All I'm simply saying is home court advantage for the Miami Heat means nothing if the team has no fear about going into your building and beating your tail because they already did it by, what, 25 points in game 2? What reservations do Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have about going out of South Beach and getting a win? None. Not to say that there's a fear factor for Miami going up to Boston. All I'm simply saying is this. If the Miami Heat aren't careful, you could be talking about this series being closed out in 6 games.
Easily. It will
be. That's where we could be.
It will be. I've said this all along. You guys just need to listen. Lil Chuck is up next on the phones. Lil Chuck, please, your turn.
Hey, guys. Thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it. First of all, I just want to say, you know, we are in Mercury retrograde right now. So
I don't even know what that actually means. I know it's something in relation to the, you know, planets or whatever. But
Things are a little weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, We've been in situations where we've been down 2-0 in the finals. I was one of those guys that left the building before Ray Allen hit that shot. And listen, it's never over till it's over. And the reason why I left that building was they were putting out the ropes, and I had PTS from the Dallas series when we lost, and Dallas celebrated on our floor. But I have every bit of confidence in the Heat culture.
Where's the LeBron D-Wade on this team? Please, point them out to me.
Yeah.
Where they at, though? I don't see. They're not a part of this series for the Miami Heat.
Chris Bosh.
You can be living in
yesterday. Chris Bosh isn't here.
That's what I'm saying. This is not the same thing. This is not the same Heat from a talent standpoint. And they're going up against a team that might have a top five player in the entire NBA in Jason Tatum.
Jason is up next. Jason, please go at it. You're on ESPN Radio.
Gentlemen, guys, I really think you're overreacting to this one, and I'll make it really, really fast. I know you got to go. Look, after game two, everybody said, oh, Celtics, gentlemen, sweep. Miami wins game three. Game four, complete lack of effort. I don't know what the hell that was, but I know that Coach Spo and Jimmy Butler are not going to allow that again. And, guys, another thing. Phoenix got their butt whipped. The Warriors got their butt whipped. It happens to NBA teams. Miami is here.
But the Warriors,
does it happen twice in three games?
And the Warriors won their series, and they're up 3-0 on the Mavericks, and they smelled blood, and they put the foot on the net.
I understand that, Cap, man. I don't understand. It's like, oh, it happens. You have these outlier games. Listen, you got the doors blown off of you two of the last three games. You lost by 25 in game two, and you lost by 20 last night. That happened. So you're sitting there dismissing these performances. How about thinking about the alternative to that, which is maybe this Boston team is just a little bit better when they play at their best and we play at our best. Have you ever considered that? No, because you're a Miami Heat fan and they can do no wrong. It's all sunshine and rainbows, and you're going to look at it through your Heat-colored glasses. That's what it is, but that's not the reality. That's not what objective fans about basketball like Carlin and I see. Carlin is not a Celtics fan. I'm a Lakers fan, so we have no dog in the fight. Nope. But we're sitting here telling you, based on what we see and how much we watch this game, the Boston Celtics are a better team when they're playing at their best. And that's what we saw in game two, and that's what we saw last night.
Seems like a good time to remind you that the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Great time. It is game four of the Western Conference Finals. Mavericks hosting the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. We haven't gotten to the horrible takes yet, other than the phone calls that we've gotten so far.
Which are plenty. Plenty of horrible takes.
Exactly. So we will get to those in just a few moments. There are some real doozies, including one that came just today. That in just moments, after we remind you that school's out for summer. But if your business is running outdated software, you'll never get a break. The manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With NetSuite, you gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind financing programs, so graduating has never been easier. Head to NetSuite.com/Greeny. That's netsuite.com/GREENY. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
You do you, boo.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Greeny, the podcast.
There have been some doozy takes during the NBA playoffs. We're going to get to a couple of the worst ones, three of them to be exact, of the NBA playoffs in just 30 seconds. The job search can be frustrating. It can be a journey filled with long, lonely hours on the computer and countless attempts to get noticed by employers. ZipRecruiter gets it. No one wants to feel alone in their job search. That's why ZipRecruiter's AI does so much of the work for you. They save you time by sending you jobs you can apply to with one click, and they pitch your profile to employers so you stand out. Job seekers, feel the love. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, not to mention your smart speaker as well. Look, we have heard plenty of bad takes through the NBA playoffs, but
yes,
Chris,
we have.
Chris and I were talking before the show. None of them ours, by the way. Although Canty wanted to cop to one or two of them.
Yeah, but, we've had a couple of questionable takes in there.
All right, you give a couple of yours so people don't feel like we were just shutting them out and persecuting others for horrible takes.
Okay, so back in the Bucks-Celtics series in the second round, I suggested that Giannis could potentially become the new landlord in the Eastern Conference, similar to what we saw from LeBron where he won the conference 8 consecutive years on his way to the NBA Finals.
See,
so that was one take.
I would argue that that's not a bad take when you look at what Giannis did last year and winning the MVP for the last couple of years just didn't work out so far.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad that's an okay take that just didn't pan out.
Okay, I'll let you call it.
I picked the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA championship.
Yep.
I don't think that's a good take. That's not a good take.
No, that's a bad take.
It's a bad take.
That's a bad take.
Is it on this Mount Rushmore of, well, just three in this case, of horrible takes during the NBA playoffs? I don't think so. I want to be fair about it.
Okay.
It's bad.
What about my Luka Doncic take?
I said
Luka Doncic, if he were to get this Dallas Mavs team to the NBA Finals and win it, could be the guy that's holding the belt as the best player in the world.
Mm.
That's what I said about Luka Doncic. And then he got dunked on by Andrew Wiggins in the fourth quarter of last game.
Again, I don't think going into this, based on the fact that they made it to the conference finals and what he had done so far, that was the worst take in the world either.
All right. I appreciate you giving me a pass. Right now, you're being a good
pass.
You're being a good
fair
teammate. I appreciate
okay
it.
So with that said, I'll be a good teammate, except for people on other shows, which
all
is
right
what we're going to do right now. We're going to start with Jay Will. A couple of weeks ago, you may remember this take.
Jimmy Butler's name belongs in the same breath with Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Crazy, right? As the only players in a single postseason averaging 28 points per game, 5 assists, 2 steals on 50-plus percent shooting from the field.
Don't forget those 2 steals, Carlin.
I think we...
Don't
we
forget
heard
the
enough
2 steals, though. Don't forget the 2 steals as a part of that obscure stat line. But how, in what world can you suggest that Jimmy Butler belongs in the same breath as Michael Jordan?
That's where the stats get the best of us sometimes. When we get numbers that match up, and the only other player to do that is Michael Jordan. No, Jay, no.
Those two are not the same.
No.
They are not the same.
And you know that they're not the same. That is number 3 on the list.
Okay.
Fair?
Fair.
Number 2 on the list, Big Perk, ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins, who, by the way, Kenan Thompson did an immaculate Big Perk.
Oh, Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
oh, it was
yes
so good.
Outstanding.
So good. But here is Big Perk talking about where Steph Curry would be in winning another championship.
Hey, Dan, JJ, I need y'all to keep a cool booty on this one and listen to what the hell I'm about to say, okay? When it comes down to Steph Curry, if he goes on to win another championship along with a Finals MVP, one is going to put him in the top 10 conversation of greatest player of all time. Two is going to move him as the number one point guard to ever play the game.
Oh boy,
come on, man, come on, Big Perk. I'm all about the percolator. I love Big Perk.
Yep.
I love his
so
takes.
So do I. And he's usually right about the top 10. You don't
usually
think he is. I think he is right about top 10.
No, I think he is right about the top 10.
Okay.
The part that he got to miss me with is when you're talking about the greatest point guard of all time, because that title belongs to Magic Johnson, another player that changed the game. And, oh, by the way, saved the damn league because the NBA was in disrepair when it comes to the finances when he came into the league.
Mm.
Like, he revolutionized basketball. He invented Showtime, created the Lakers as that marquee franchise as a part of the league. There's no way that you would say that Steph Curry is a better point guard than Magic Johnson. Now, Steph Curry, as far as an overall player, outstanding. Yep. But he's not a better point guard than Magic Johnson.
And number one belongs to Max Kellerman, who said that Jimmy Butler is the best player in the NBA playoffs about 10 days ago. And no, Max, no. Not when Steph Curry is still playing. Not when Jason Tatum's still playing. No, 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 no.
No, I completely agree with you. It's not happening. But I think that one's so obvious. I can't believe Big Perk did that to me, Carlin.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did it. Magic Johnson got three NBA Finals MVPs. Steph Curry ain't got one. Yet we're really calling Steph Curry the best point guard of all time? Come on, man.
But I am calling Max for having the worst take of these NBA playoffs. He is number one in that regard.
Oh, yeah, by far.
No question about it. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.